For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. Kids across Illinois will be heading to school next month. For parents, that means checking off supply lists and getting their kids vaccinated. Not everyone believes in that second one, which is why states like Illinois offer families exemptions for religious reasons. But just last month, New York joined a handful of states that banned the practice, citing a large spike in measles cases. Though it hasn't happened yet in Illinois, lawmakers across the country are mulling whether or not to do the same. For this week's Illinois Issues, I took a look at whether Illinois could or should end religious exemptions for vaccines. To understand why religious exemptions are a big deal in the public health realm, you have to understand what just happened in New York State.
Once declared eradicated in the United States, measles outbreaks are rattling regions of the country again this year.
There have been 588 cases of the measles in New York City since last October.
There have been 255 confirmed cases of measles in Rockland County since the beginning of June.
So measles cases were popping up all over the place. They seemed to be stemming from a few communities near New York City where families were refusing to vaccinate their kids for religious reasons. It's something a lot of states allow parents to do, and parents of some 26,000 kids across New York State did just that last school year. The problem is, a lot of those kids were getting sick. It seemed like the New York State legislature should act, but what to do? Well, here's what they did.
An aggressive move in Albany. Governor Cuomo is eliminating religious exemptions for vaccines for school children.
That's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Here he is.
I understand freedom of religion. We all do. We respect it. I've heard the anti-vaxxers theory, but I believe both are overwhelmed by the public health risk.
New York was just the latest state to do this. Maine joined the group earlier this year that includes California, Mississippi, and West Virginia. Diane Peterson with the Immunization Action Coalition says nearly all of them had a preventable disease outbreak.
It led many states to strengthen their process for getting a non-medical exemption. But what that has done in many instances is just pushed parents from maybe a personal exemption to the religious exemption.
Peterson says people all over the country have been claiming religious exemptions after they've talked to somebody who opposes vaccinations, a so-called anti-vaxxer. They claim there are a lot of reasons not to get them.
Claims such as vaccines might cause autism, or too many harmful ingredients in the vaccine can lead to problems.
Claims, by the way, that have been disproven by science. Nonetheless, Peterson says, as states have gotten tougher on what exemptions to allow, a religious one is often a parent's only option. She says that's led to abuse. Now to the big question. Where does Illinois find itself in all of this? The state only allows religious exemptions to vaccines. Parents have to fill out a form, have their doctor sign it, and submit it to school administrators for approval. Illinois Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says it's there for a reason.
We just want to make sure that people have understood what they may be refusing and that maybe the risks of refusing and the benefits of immunization.
19,000 Illinois school kids used religious exemptions for vaccines last year, a 46% jump from years past. Meanwhile, 9 people in the state have come down with measles so far this year. While it's not a large number, it's the most since 2015. To drive that number down, Ezike says her team is looking at, quote, all the available options, which might include doing away with the religious argument for opting out. Which leads us to another question. Should Illinois do that? Here's Diane Peterson's take.
We need to come up with better immunization policy that does not allow for children to have these other exemptions.
And here's Barbara Lowe Fisher. She runs the National Vaccine Information Center, which advocates for what it calls informed consent.
We believe that people should be allowed to have all the information and make a voluntary decision without being punished for the decision that they make.
So far, Illinois lawmakers have avoided making a change. But what the state is doing right now is more telling. The Public Health Department got a $3 million funding boost for vaccine outreach, and the state is subsidizing vaccines for low-income kids, something it had stopped doing. For Illinois to go beyond, it might take a situation like what happened in New York, a public health emergency. I'm Sam Dunklaw.